We have in this week's parasha, parasha's Bahaloischa, the parasha of Pesach Sheni. Interesting how it's over here in parasha's Bahaloischa, it's out of place. But it's clearly not connected to the parashas of Karbonas or of Yom Tovim. It's here in the parashas that speak about the events of the Dor HaMidbar. Because Pesach Sheni stands not only as a halacha in a Yom Tiftik halacha, but it's part and parcel of the experience of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, that there were those that couldn't participate with the fullness, with the Yom Tovim of Pesach with Klal Yisrael, and they had to do a second best, they had to do a Pesach Sheni. We'll go back to this Nekudah Mietz Hashem. The Pasuk says, Vayomihu Anoshim Ahemo Elov. These unnamed people, it's not clear who these people were. All to say it was the ones that were mitame to take out the Nodav and Aviu from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Others say that it was those that were Noisei Aron Yosef in the Midbar. Anachnu Tmeim L'Nefesh Adam. We're Tmeim. And it was Chodesh Nisan. They weren't able to be Metaher. And they weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach. Lomani Gora. Why should we lose out on the Heilige Mitzvah of Korban Pesach? The wording of the Pasuk is a little bit peculiar. V'yayimu Anoshim Hohemo Elov. So the Sifri, the Medrash over here on Parshas Baloischa, says Rabbi Yoimer. She'en Talmud Leimer Ha'hemo. What? It's a funny word. Vayomu Ha'anoshim Ha'elu. Ha'hem. What's Ha'hemo? Ela Magid, it's a Lashon Yochid. Ha'hem is a Lashon Rabbim. She'en Nisholim Ela Lebal Ha'maisa. Ha'hemo, there's a doggish over here. They asked the question. Vayomu Ha'anoshim Ha'hemo Elov. Anachnum Tmeim L'Nefesh Odom. Meaning to say that they didn't. They weren't told this hoira from Moshe Rabbeinu, or they didn't ask the Shaila Yidei Shliach. Vayoymu Anoshim Ahem Elov. The people themselves told Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, it's a diak and a pasuk. The question is, what's the difference? They sent a messenger, they faxed the Shaila to Moshe Rabbeinu, they texted Moshe Rabbeinu, they asked them themselves. What's the significance of this point? So the Panim Yofois, which is the Pirush of the Bal HaFlo, Ala Torah, says on this Sifri, Koshalov, very hard to understand. You can't ask a Shaila Yidei Shliach. You can't write a letter. You have to ask it yourself. It's a mitzvah to do it to yourself, to ask a Shaila when you don't know, when you're in doubt on a point of halacha. So the Panim Yofois says a Dover Nifla Admoid, which opens up a window onto an interesting halachic topic, which is not much discussed. This is the Indian of how to ask shailas. Is there any significance to who's asking the shailas? This is a multifaceted discussion. We're going to, Bez Hashem, tackle one point which creates halachic nafkaminis, ramifications of how the shailas asked or who's asking the shaila. Let's see what the Panim Yofois says. He says like this. He says, Be'emes, if you think about it, Lamashal, let's say it was a bunch of people, these Anoshim Ohemo, and they were carrying Aron Shel Yosef. He says, if you learn the halachas of Tumah, Tumas Meis properly, there's a Tumah Meis if he touches a dead body, okay. But the halacha of somebody carrying the Oroin of a dead person is not as simple as that. Why is that? Because the halacha is that the fact that he's Metame, even though he didn't touch the Meis, is only insofar that he's the Iker Noise. Masha'enken, if you have a bunch of people carrying, it could very well be that the Iker weight and the bearing of that weight was done by five people. And one person is not more than a Messiah. There's a halachic term Messiah. We pass him Messiah in by Mamish. It's not called he's doing a Maisa of carrying. This is a halacha that's Mufush, by the way, in Hilchos Tumah V'Taira. That somebody who's carrying is Zov, but he's not really doing the carrying. The weight is being borne by Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Yehuda is just Misayeh, makes it a little bit easier. He's keeping their balance. Misayeh Be'mamish, that's not called he's carrying Zov. He does not have the Tumah V'Tahara fallout of carrying that mess. That being said, it's possible that a few of these people, one of these people, was not Tomei. Certainly somebody was Tomei, but it's not clear who was Tomei. Now, we have, as a general rule, if people have a Sofik Tumah, We won't go into the halachic differences between where they carried Sofetum Shusram, Sofetum Shusyoch, that's another discussion. Suffice it to say, in this case, where they were carrying in the public domain, Rishusarabim, L'choira, it's only a Sofik Tuma. L'choira, you should be able to say that every one of these people should be Tohor because of a Chazoka. One of the golden rules of halachic psak is that in very many cases where there's a Sofik, the Torah says that when something has a halachic or a mitzius ticker, a physical reality that was a status quo, and there's no reason, or not there's no reason, but there's no absolute that changed, so the halacha is the status quo paskins. Chazoka, the klal chazoka is a basic klal in many areas of halacha. Over here, all these people had a cheskes tahara. Says the Panim Yafo, he's a beautiful Hosafa. He says, but what was the problem? The problem was that all of these people came to ask together. They all came to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. Since they all asked together, so Mamela, they bound themselves up, all of them, in one Shaila. They all asked, are we Tomei? Or can we bring a Korban Pesach? Moshe Rabbeinu certainly could not respond to them that they're all Tohar, because there's somebody over there who's Tamei. Remember, somebody carried the Aron. If somebody bore the weight, it's possible that somebody, or each person at least, is maybe, there's a certain amount of suffering that each person is not Tamei Meis, but somebody certainly is. Moshe Rabbeinu, to let out of his mouth, you're all Tohar, is incorrect. Now, let's examine that. So the Panim Yafo says that was the problem. The problem was they came to ask, and that's why the Pasuk is Magish, they asked together. They asked together. Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, you're Tomei. If you're Tomei, so Moshe Rabbeinu, they had to have recourse to Pesach Sheni. Okay, Ad Kan Dvarav HaNifloim Shalap Panim Yafo. Let's examine that premise. Is that so that if five people ask a Shaila together, and certainly it would be incorrect to answer all those five people all with one decisive psak, because somebody has the problem or somebody has some type of status, halachic status change, does that render that psak incorrect? There's a very straightforward or a very classic address for this type of question. It's called the sugya of Shnei Shvilim. What's Shnei Shvilim? The Gemara describes himself in Daf Yud, two people walking down, there are two paths from point A to point B. Two people went from point A to point B. One person went on one path, one person went on another path. We know that there's a dead body buried underneath one of those paths. Somebody went over a dead body, somebody became Tomei Lameis. Somebody. Each person is really a Suffolk, because we don't know which path had it. Says the Gemara that if Reuven, one of those two people who traveled from point A to point B, comes to Bezdin, comes to a Rav, and asks the Shalom, I Tomei or Tor, the halacha is his Tor. He has a Sofik Tahara, he has a Cheskes Tahara. Shimon then comes to the Rav, and Shimon says, am I Tor? The Rav is allowed to tell him Tor. The fact that it can't be that both Psakim are incorrect is of no relevance. Reuven has his Psak. Shimon has his psak. Reuven has a din to rely on Chazaka. Shimon has a din to rely on Chazaka. Even though not only statistically, it's in reality impossible, that does not make a difference. Each one of these two fellows has a cheskes tahara. However, there's a din in bo lishol bebas achas. If Reuven and Shimon come to ask their question together, and they say, are we tmeim? The halach is you can't pass him for both of them together. They're tahirim. Because that can't be. One psak, the way Rashi says, is very interesting. They asked toch kedei dibur of each other. That means if Reuven would come and Shimon would ask the question 20 seconds later, Shimon's off the hook, he's tor. But if Reuven and Shimon ask, toch kedei dibur is always the halachic definition of saying something at the same time. If there's less than a space of 2 seconds or whatever it is, 2.5 seconds. That's called bebasachas. When you ask the two shailas bebasachas, by definition, you're asking one shaila. Reuven said, am I tor? Shimon chimed in, am I tor? Since they said it together, the Rav hears it as one shaila. We're creating over here a dynamic in how a Rav deals with shailas that are asked. It's a very real halach l'maisa nafkamina. If the Rav hears Reuven and Shimon asking together, that's one Shiloh, he can't give an incorrect psak. To give a psak, your tohor is impossible. Both of them can't be tohor. But if he's giving a psak to Reuven, he's giving a psak to Shimon, one has nothing to do with the other, then that's fine. That's fine. The same thing is true, by the way. A tzushta would be, two people ask the shayla together, one's an Ashkenazi, one's a Sephardi, and there might be ramifications that are for him, and might be kulas l'tzad ha-Ashkenazi, kulas l'tzad ha-Sephardi. You can't pass them both together. You can't pass them a dover that's a stiru minei ubei as one psak. You could talk to each one as an individual and pass them for each one separately. This is an important klal. So the Panaviyaf is saying a beautiful piece and how to explain the Pasuk and the Medrash. The problem is that the Rishonim point out, Tosis already says in Pesachim Daf Yud, that this din of answering two shailas that are posed as one shaila, answering them, and you can't answer the two of them ki'ilu separately, is only a din derabanan. We're explaining here Pasuk and Chumash. So the Panaviyaf is a very nice pilpul, but it's not going to fit. Unless we add another level of understanding to the part of the office. And this is something that's important in halacha. We just said that be'etzem, when two people have separate shaylos, the fact that they worded them together only means midirabonon, that the rov can't answer. The psak can't be one psak that's astiru min eubei. But if they ask the shaylos separately, then they're separate shaylos. We said that this is the Rabbanim. Midaraisa doesn't make a difference. Since Be'etzim, each one is a separate Shaila, so then by definition, each one stands for itself. The fact that they asked it together is of no regard. What would be, however, if something is not just two Shailas that happen to have been asked to the Rav as one, but they're inherently one Shaila? It's quite possible that Midaraisa you can't have a Psak that can't fit both ways. Meaning, say the two people that came and asked, Reuven and Shimon, they both walked from point A to point B. The two shaylas are be'etzim two shaylas. Reuven has a shayla on himself. Did I walk down a path with a dead body? The answer is, you have a cheskos tayr. No, you didn't. You're tall. Shimon has a separate shayla. The fact that it happens to be that we know that Reuven walked down one, Shimon walked down the other, so it can be both, but they're not one shayla. What does Reuven have to do with Shimon? What is Reuven's walking have to do with Shimon's walking? There are cases, however, where two people be'etzem are meshach shaychi to the same shayla. We'll give an example. This is an example. The one who says this is so is Reb Chaim Oizer in his Gevaldige Sefer Achiezer, Chelek Aleph Siman Zayin. Reb Chaim Oizer says this word, and he says it legabi akasha that all the Gedolei Achronim are busy with. The Ktzois is Siman Lamed Dalet, the Chem Deshlamin Yoredei is Siman Dalet. They ask a question, a case in a Gemara above a Basu Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that two Kite Eidim, Reuven and Shimon, came into Beis Din and said that they know that Yankel borrowed money from Shmuel. Levi and Yehuda come into Beis Din, they say they know that Reuven never borrowed money from Shimon. Flat out stereo. Now, what you do with the halva, there's nothing you can do about it. You have Trey. It's two Eidim against two Eidim. You have a deadlock. Okay? So there's nothing you can do about it. However, we know, as a Beis Din, we know that two of these Eidim just bore Eidu Sheker. Two of these guys are liars, right? It's either Reuven and Shimon are liars or Levi and Yehuda. What happens if we have a chuppah the next week and we have Reuven saying Eidus and we have Levi saying Eidus? Somebody's a liar. Somebody is posel Eidus. We have a serious problem. Now, kishalatzmom, l'choyre, Reuven, and Levi, each one of them has a cheskes kashus. Move on to Gemara. Each aide has a cheskes kashus that he's not a liar until proven otherwise. Everybody has a cheskes kashus until proven otherwise. Even though there were two aidim that were sois to each other, but l'maisi, each one has a cheskes kashus. But if they're together, obviously somebody's a liar, somebody's aidus is not going to be good. So we can't believe that Eidus that's formed from a Reuven and Levi. The adversaries of last week joined up this week. We can't believe Reuven and Levi because Lamaisa, one of them is a liar. Ask the above-mentioned Gedolei Achronim. Lamaisa, that is Shnei Shvilin, right? Each one has a chazaka. Somebody over here is not good. Why would you passel? Why don't you say that each of them, both of them have a cheskes kashrus, even though it's a stiru minei obey? The answer of Chaim Moses says is that even though these two people, where they have a cheskes kashrus, the chayra is independent from each other, it's really not. Since last week they came into Bezdin together, they forged an identity which is mitlatolui. Since when Edim say in Bezdin and other Edim say Fakeret, the Edim are saying together with the other Edim. Reuven and Shimon are saying not like Levi Yehuda. Levi and Yehuda are saying not like Reuven and Shimon. By definition, Reuven and Shimon, Levi and Yehuda, they're all locked up in one story. So the next week, it's not two independent people asking two Shilas. It's one Shiloh, who's the apostle. You can't be Machshir, Reuven and Levi, based on Chazoka. This is the Yisrael that we just discussed. That on that level, we're inherently Reuven and Levi are one Shiloh. Over there, you won't say Shnei Shvil. You will not be Metaher. Another example, a little bit of a different area in Halacha, but it's a fascinating example. There's a Gemara in Nida Daf Nun Tes. You have a chaluk. You have a, it's not such a common mitzvah, bizman hazeh. You have a garment, a woman's dress, and it was worn by three women. Usually it doesn't happen bizman hazeh. In those days, maybe they borrowed clothing from each other. Three women wore a dress in a short time span. The third one takes off the article, the garment, and she finds a blood stain on it, a kesem. Now, normally a woman finds a kesem on a beged. If it's the right size and it's the right color, then it's metame. So what happens, let's say the third woman takes it off. Who's tame? Three women wore it today, even. Who's tame? Now, l'chori, each woman has a cheskes kashrus. The halach is the yom metame. Why yom metame? So the Rajma says over here, you can't say shnei shvilim. Not clear exactly why, what. The placey in Yeridei, Simit Kuf Tzadik, on this type of halacha, says because each one is not an independent, but again, by Shnei Shvilin, each person is an independent child. The fact that they ask together doesn't define them be'etzim as one child. Sometimes you have two people that are inherently part of the same story. Like here, when we have three women, we'll call them Sara, Rivka, and Rachel. When Rachel takes off the beged, she just took off the beged, she found a kesem on her clothing. But no, she has what's called in Hilchus Ksamim a taliyah. She has a place where she could explain away the kesem. She didn't see that. There's a kesem here on the beged from somebody else. That's not her tumah. She can explain it by saying, no, there was a different woman an hour before me that wore the article of clothing. So what are you saying? You're saying that your shadow, when you ask the Rav, when Rachel asked the Rav, by definition, she's linking her fate, the answer to her question, together with the other woman. So how can you put two women together and give them both a chazaka? Each woman, her shayla inherently includes the other woman. The only way she can be tahir is because there's another woman to be tahir. So she's asking together with the other woman. Even if they don't ask together, but they really are asking together because one shayla, whose blood is on the beged? Whose tummy? So the place says that b'chiya gadna is no din shnei shvilim. You can't look at his two independent shaylas and give each one a cheskes kashrus, a cheskes tahara status. You could ask that over here, each woman only needs one other woman for a taliyah. Why be metama all three? So maybe you're not going to do that because each one, by definition, is together with the other two. I don't know. It would be possible to say the same vart and say it a little bit different. Maybe what we could suggest is that the shayla is really not ksamim, as we know, the Gemara explains, according to many Rishonim, ksamim is not metama deraisa. The tumah of a woman finding a stain on her clothing is a din derabbanan, and really the source of it is in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. In Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, we're makbid, even though dam was below her goshen, because of that, the metama woman also, what's negated to us, also to be metama her labayla. But be'etzem, the shayla is not on the woman. Be'etzem, a woman that has a dam without a hargosh is not tmeya. The shayla starts from tumah taira, and then the shayla is on the article of clothing. The shayla is this article of clothing tmeh or not? That means a woman does not become tmeh from a ri'i as dam without a hargosha, but the clothing that has dam need on it does become tame. So the question is, it's a chumra in Tuma v'taira. The question really is this article of clothing tame? Once the article of clothing is tame, then we say, oy bazay, we're metame you also mederabonim. That's the dynamics of ksamim. Again, this is machlokes rishonim, but according to some rishonim, this is the way it works. If that's the case, then we don't have three women with three shailas, am I tame or not? We have one shaila. This one shaila, is this article of clothing tame or not? It happens to be, then which woman will that be metame? There's three shailas, but inherently, it's better than one shaila. So, Mimela, if it's one shaila, even if they ask separately, they're really asking one shaila. Maybe only if they're asking together, but Al-Kamponim, if they are asking together, then the Raisa would be Mitame, because it's one Shaila. That's the halach over here. We'll just go back to what we started with. The essence, if we say Lamashal, of Tumas Meis, is the ability. Tumas Meis means that man was created to live forever. Man was created to live lo netzach. By definition, Tumas Meis means it's possible to fall, and it's possible to again strive for greatness. In the sense of a person becomes Tameh, and then he's able to be Metayer himself, and he's able to climb back up the mountain. He was roid to come to the base of Mikdash, he became Tameh Lameis, he can't. He's able to climb back up. The story of the Dor HaMidbar is the story of Klal Yisrael struggling, rising, falling, and being able to climb up. Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael as the Am HaNivcher despite their failures, despite their falling. The story of Tumas HaMeis is inherently linked up. And that's why there's a Pesach Rishon. Pesach Rishon represents coming to the Dargah of Shlemus. Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, was ready to achieve perfection. They went to Maimon HaSinai, they were ready to get the Torah and to be Nitzchis, the immortal people. They fell, Chet Egel, Chet Meraglim, and so on and so forth. And we could still pick ourselves up and rise and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even after falling. Isn't that the story of Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is about you missed the boat. You missed the opportunity, you still have another opportunity. So the idea of Pesach Sheni is inherently linked up with the struggles of the Dor HaMidbar, and that's why this is the korban which is given over here in the story of Klal Yisrael. This is not a parasha where we have the halachic korbanos and celebration of Yom Tov, but it is the parashas that have the story of the struggles, the failures, and the successes of the Dor HaMidbar.